With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 30-year-old Ryan Dodd of Ottawa, Canada. Now, his story actually happened back in 2019, but he just went to court last week to address the situation. It seems that he broke into a horse stable and was busted standing next to a miniature horse. Now, when the cops showed up, he immediately told them, and I quote, "It's not what it looks like." Well, let me tell you what it looked like. When the cops entered, Ryan was standing in a horse stable next to the miniature horse. Ryan also had his pants down. He was fully erect, and the miniature horse's genitalia was, and I quote, "shiny and greasy with lube." That is what it looked like. And even though Ryan also had his own, and again, this is per the court record, pink silicone replica vagina at the ready at the scene, he was still found guilty of attempted bestiality, but he plans to appeal. Here's why he plans to appeal. So when the cops got there, everything I just described is true. He says it's not what it looks like. We know exactly what was going to happen. They then took the miniature horse to a veterinarian. The veterinarian did all the tests and everything else and said this particular miniature horse, thank God, has not been penetrated. All right. So nothing. But it was covered in the lube to the point that the owners pointed out that even after the cops arrested this guy, their horse smelled of perfume, essentially, and lube for the next 3 days. But again, because the veterinarian that investigated miniature horse said, look, I can't tell you that he did not plan on doing what everyone knows he planned on doing, but I can promise you that he didn't. So we will see what happens when he's going to do his appeal. I don't think the appeal will win because they said attempted bestiality.
Oh, my God.
But again, if your pants are down, you're fully erect, and both you and a miniature horse are lubed up, and you're the only people there, whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, everybody assumes you're doing one thing. So, yeah, he's going to get a little jail time.
He's just trying to have a little fun.
Just a little fun. A little miniature horse. I don't know why it's so much worse with the miniature horse. You know what I mean?
You feel like a real horse would fuck him off.
I mean, I don't. You feel like the real horse, the bigger horse, like, could do some kind of defense, you know, the hoof to the chest or something. I don't know why. And then the worst part of this article is that they showed a picture of the miniature horse. And I'm like, oh, buddy. Oh, you know, you like want to tell, like, we're not all like that, man.
Down the stretch they come?
Yeah.
Did the miniature horse look sad? And
they always kind of look sad, but in this particular instance, it just made you feel worse, but it's just the expression. You know what I mean? Look at a picture of a dolphin. They can't help it. They got beady little eyes, and they always have that little wry smile.
Yeah.
So if there's a story about a dolphin, like they did something up to no good, it looks like they loved it. It's just their face. That's the way the miniature horse was. I'm like, I know this is not in response to this weird man, but it looks like it is. But let's drink, because he was arrested. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault.
I
as we celebrate 50 years of KISW, 25 from 50, both Saturday and Sunday at noon with Ryan Castle. 25 songs that are the best soundtrack songs that KISW has played in 50 years of his existence, tomorrow at noon and Sunday at noon. So we decided to do a soundtrack-inspired Bad Choice Friday. The battle was between Jerry Reed, Eastbound and Down from the movie Smokey and the Bandit, and Dolly Parton and 9 to 5 from that movie. Mike, how was the voting?
It was not close at all there, Miles. Ooh. I was really pulling for Dolly Parton, but unfortunately, everybody working 9 to 5, check the time, they're done. It is time to get Eastbound and Down
okay.
up in here.
Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday, the one only Jerry Reed. Welcome to the weekend, bitches.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Anthony Anderson.
Correct. Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right here on the title. It's Ted and Steve, the challenge for writers. Something from other monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Yeah, a little fast on the finger there.
It was a little fast finger action.
He's known for that.
Ah, they call him Fast Finger.
Johnny Fast Finger.
You don't want to know why they call him that.
No, you don't.
It's being reported that Matt Damon's daughter only likes his bad movies. But it's also being reported she hasn't watched any of Affleck's.
Fallon.
Fallon.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
Should have known it was an Affleck joke.
I like Affleck.
I know you do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't ever forget, in 2001, I believe, he was the sexiest man alive.
Still is dead.
I know. This year's Summer Olympics kick off this weekend, and it's a big deal. The official motto for this year's Olympics is United by Emotion. The unofficial motto is, as of right now, we're still doing it.
Seth Meyers.
Anthony Anderson.
That's Fallon.
Guess what's finally here? The Summer Olympics kickoff. This is a big deal. The official motto for this year's Olympics is United by Emotion. Yeah, and the unofficial motto is, as of right now, we're still doing this.
Amazon's Alexa just rolled out a male voice assistant. His name is Ziggy. Jeff Bezos is thinking, I go to space for 11 minutes and you name the voice Ziggy?
Myers.
Yeah, Seth Myers.
Jim Fallon.
I saw that Amazon's Alexa just rolled out a male voice assistant and his name is Ziggy.
Yeah.
Right now, Jeff Bezos is thinking, I go to space for 11 minutes and you name the voice Ziggy? What's going on?
Every time I hear Ziggy, I think of Scott Bakula and Quantum Leap.
That was like Ziggy, the cartoon character.
That was like the little machine. Or I think about The Wire, the season on the docks, and Ziggy, who I hate.
I think about Ziggy Stardust, so I end up picturing David Bowie.
Huh.
Whose voice would you rather hear? You could have David Bowie, Cat from The Wire, Ziggy the cartoon character.
Well, I'll go with David Bowie, because I hate the guy from The Wire, and I'm not sure about this Ziggy cartoon.
I'm not sure it ever made it to cartoon form.
It was Ziggy.
Sunday cartoon.
Sunday cartoon.
Yeah.
Lawmakers in Las Vegas have voted against a measure that would impose a mask mandate on tourists visiting the Strip because, hey, you're there to gamble.
Myers.
Yeah, Seth Myers.
Yeah, that's it.
Lawmakers in Las Vegas have voted against a measure that would impose a mask mandate on tourists visiting the Strip because, hey, you're there to gamble.
Let's see. So Seth Myers, we all know his band leader is Fred Armisted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Who used to be on Saturday Night Live for a while. And Fred does a lot of stuff, right? He's got Portlandia. He still does comedy tours and this and that. So he's not always there in person. Sometimes somebody else is playing the drums or whatever.
Often.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it is still credited with his band and whatever.
Yeah, Kenny from Alice in Chains did it for a week.
Oh, Sean Kennedy did.
I'm pretty sure Matt Cameron maybe sat in.
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I also like that Fred is very good at, it's like he's setting up jokes, but he's not really going to tell you a real punchline.
Ever.
Right. And they just keep going and going and going. But he is a very talented musician.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing a little sample of some of his new stuff, and he talks about the different ways that different cultures around the world use their guitars.
I've been doing this thing where I do strumming styles from around the world. This is how they strum a guitar in Australia.
You better believe it. Believe what you say.
You know, they're very sort of like fast chord changes. Uh-huh. And then the USA. And Americans like to pretend like they can't hit a note when they sing. It's a... Brazil is very close. It sounds like the microphone's right on them, so it's like...
Oh, my God.
Colombia is very percussive.
No te digo otra vez.
Italy... Ireland is very, Ireland wants to do one chord. Just
one, two, three, four. Everyone, they go.
I mean, I never thought about it, but it's pretty spot on.
I don't think he's wrong, man.
Especially the Brazilian
oh,
one.
Oh, God, I know.
I was like, man, that's good.
Yeah.
It is one of those things when you just, that's what you got to love about good comedians. They just pick up on simple things that like.
And just own it, right?
Right. And it just makes sense now. All right. By the way, so I'm going to talk about the Olympics a little bit. But if anybody is a soccer fan, if you're not a soccer fan, the Sounders have one of the best goals ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Like, easily.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Great win. They had a bunch of teenagers starting. Just great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I broke out the gear today. Not Sounders gear, my ECS gear.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, getting ramped back up for Pub League. I'll be back week two.
Oh, they already had a game without you?
No, but the first week, I can't make it.
Oh.
I got a previous engagement, and the Seahawks are playing at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So, somebody polled 1,000 Americans, basically just asked, like, what Olympic events they're most interested in. Now, full disclosure, I don't plan on watching a bunch of the Olympics. I don't think anybody in here does. But for this segment, let's just say we're going to watch the Olympics. What events would you want to watch in the Summer Games?
I mean, it's the same stuff that I enjoy watching now. So I know I'll get into stuff that I don't really know a lot about, just because it's, you know, it's competition. So
I don't know. I used to like track.
Karate's new, so I've never seen that before, like in that type
of
environment.
Are they doing karate this year?
Yeah, where it's like point system and all that stuff.
All right.
So, okay. I'll definitely check that out. I always watch boxing, and that's one of those. Golf, baseball.
Olympic boxing, though, is tough to watch.
Table tennis.
I agree, but it's all about the names we're going to hear soon.
No, you're right. You know, and that's the other thing, too, is that, like, USA Boxing did a good job. Because for the last, like, I'd say 10 or 15, guys kind of stopped going through that program. They got some good young talent back in
there. Right. And it's the NBA recruiting amongst player season. So everybody's going to, you know, be in Lillard's ear on the USA Olympic basketball team. Hey, come this way. You know what I mean? So, like, to watch KD play with those guys, like, I'll watch basketball.
Yeah, I'll end up watching some basketball. I do think, like... Like, diving's always cool, and you don't see a ton of... I mean, there's diving on. I just don't watch a ton of diving.
No, if it's not the Olympics, nobody watches.
Right.
Exactly. Right? I mean, that's the truth. And it's not a disrespect to the sport. It's like, it's just not a sport that keeps you engaged. But with the Olympics, it's a bunch of sports we don't normally watch. We just understand what's at stake, and it's bragging rights, right?
Yeah.
So you're a little more inclined to watch.
And I don't watch a ton of track and field, but watching the 100... It's pretty fun, right?
And that's
you're the fastest man on earth if you win it.
That's my thing.
Okay.
I don't want your super long distance running. I just like it where it's like, look, there's the start, there's the end, and go.
I mean, I get sidetracked so easy. Like, anything that's weirdly entertaining to me, I'll watch. So last night, Sounders are on. You know, you're going 50 minutes, and there's no real action. But, I mean, you know, Sounders are tied 0-0. So
sure.
Still in the game, which is amazing to me because, like you said, there are, you know, kids out there. But now I'm fixated on trying not to watch Funny Car and Drag Strip Racing because that was on the other TV. You know what I mean? And I'm looking there like, oh, is that Washington State? It's sunny. I don't know, man. And then
I think it is.
Now
they're out here.
Now I'm fixed in on like drag racing, Funny Cars, like
weird
crap. You know what I mean? Where they, you know, pull the parachute out and stuff. So I'm like, that's distracting me from watching soccer. So like I, you know, kind of just whatever's on, I'll probably check it out.
Yeah, and the Summer Olympics do have some random sports. Like beach volleyball isn't random, but you just don't watch a ton of it.
Nope.
I think for me, sometimes the Winter Olympics, there's just more things I'm interested in, like bobsled and loot. Like, basically, I just want to watch people do very dangerous things.
Right, it seems like there's more adrenaline-related sports in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
And then there's also curling, which probably I find myself fascinated with.
With Biles and stuff, probably watch gymnastics. When she's out there doing her thing. Because she's the greatest ever, right? I mean, one of them.
She is... And I feel bad. I'm a bad American, but I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
If I watch any of the Olympics, it's by accident.
Like, and here's the deal. I'll watch gymnastics when they got to run and do the jump over. Is it
the vault?
The vault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, that's crazy. And I saw her in practice. I did watch a little practice of her. She's doing some vault I don't think that a woman gymnast has ever done.
Mm-hmm. Anybody, yeah.
So, right? Again, it's going back to the danger thing. And I could watch people do the pommel horse,
yep,
where it looks like they're about to rack their jewels every 2 minutes.
That's the danger element.
Yeah.
As a guy, you're like, I'm watching this.
But like a floor competition or something?
Right. You're dancing and you're flipping. And look, dancing and the flipping. And,
like, you sound old, guys.
But like, I respect what you do, and your talent is undeniable. I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
That's all.
So 19% said they'd watch basketball. The other top tens were rhythmic gymnastics, I mean that one alone, boxing, track and field, baseball, and synchronized swimming.
Synchronized swimming?
That's just crazy.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Hey, look, if you enjoy synchronized swimming, good on you. Just for me, I'm like, this is the most ridiculous waste of time.
I thought you said you did the synchronized swimming pub league in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, the pub league.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different.
Okay.
We're all doing it with beers in our hand. And everybody, Chuck!
Should be like a rum and coke or a pina colada sit here in the pool.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I'll update the pub league on that.
Yeah. Beach volleyball, 20% of people said they'd watch that.
I know why.
Yeah, did you see this? So the women's beach handball team, I forget which country. I can't remember if it's Sweden. It's one of those Nordic countries.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making the women wear like tiny, tiny bikini bottoms. So they were like, well, can't we just wear like shorts?
Like stuff that we normally play in?
Yeah, and it was like, they got like fined or something. And people were like, well, they're wearing bikinis on their Instagram. I'm like, yeah, that's their personal Instagram. They're at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, What do you, and also, like, who cares?
Right.
I mean, let them play in a turtleneck for all I care. I mean, beach volleyball players, they just want to be, they want the least amount on as they can.
To, right. It's still be legal.
Right. But yeah, like, I mean, I don't understand why that would matter at all.
I do not know. But yeah. These days, everything matters.
It does.
Right. Just whatever the issue, it matters.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm really thinking about buying a wrestling singlet. Because I only wrestled for a brief amount of time in high school. But those things are comfortable.
Are they comfortable?
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Would you wear it to work? Like, hey, I'm in my singlet, I'm comfortable, F you.
I don't know if I'd wear it to work, but I definitely feel like it'd be fun at a party.
What if you're a professional wrestler?
You mean like WWE style? Yeah.
Well, no, because then I could just wear shorts and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I just like the idea, I don't know, like the idea of showing up to a Halloween party. Me and my buddy just have on, like, headgear and singlets.
That'll get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, finally, I could win a damn award.
That's right.
Diving, 36%, put that in their top five, which I like. Diving's cool.
Again, yeah. But it's the same danger element.
Yeah.
And it's just, and like you said, you went to that high dive place and looked from, like, the actual height of an actual high dive, right?
Yeah, I didn't do the top one. I did the one right below it.
But it's how many feet up was it? Was it like,
I forget now.
Like 27 or something like that?
Right, it's down in Federal Way. It's like that's where they have all the Olympic training and trials and stuff. Artistic gymnastics.
I don't
so
even
like
know
balance
what that is.
Beam.
Oh.
Rhythmic. So basically, like we were just saying, the rhythmic, like the floor stuff.
Sure.
That's not as popular as balance beam or the rings. Okay. Or the, what are they, the unparallel bars?
Uneven bars.
Uneven.
You have parallel bars and the uneven bars. But yes, they're
not parallel. Well, they're parallel.
They're parallel. They're
just different. Well, if they were unparallel bars, would you just
they'd
be on
a different
cross?
That'd be
something else right there.
What do you got, Mike?
For diving, it says, in the World Championships, men jump from a 27-meter-high platform, while women jump from a 20-meter-high. In other official competitions, men generally dive from a height of 72 to 89 feet. While women die from a height of 59 to 75 feet.
Well, I mean, 27 meters is like 84 feet.
89, yeah.
Yeah, so you're jumping out of a nine-story building.
I think the tallest was like 30-some meters or something. I don't know. I didn't get that high. And then swimming's in there, too. A lot of people put that in their top five. Which, I feel like we got to say we love swimming because Phelps dominated. And I'm missing her name right now. There's a female swimmer that dominates.
Like.
Well, I'm sure I'll know it in a couple weeks. But, I don't know. It's got to be a short race. Like, I want to see him do a turn or two, but sometimes, I mean, those races take forever, and then we're just hoping at the end to see the underwater thing and somebody touches the wall. I'm just saying, like, watching a dude or a man or a woman just kind of swim in laps, like...
That's not fun.
Right. Like, you're just... I mean, and when they flip at the wall, are we just waiting for them to bonk their heads?
Not only that, but as when normal people get into the water, like, you know, do they really swim? You jump in the pool, are you swimming? Or are you just standing there waiting around? You know what I mean? Like, the swimming part isn't the fun part. Just getting in the water is the fun
part. Right.
I feel like I'm mainly kind of hanging out in the water, but there's always a brief period where you got to burst out and just swim. Yeah.
What is it with you and beef today?
Yeah, I'll be dead honest. I'm kind of hungry.
Started.
Right? I'm going to go to the store after this. I might get a steak.
I got one in the refrigerator for tonight myself.
Nice.
Yes.
Like we said, the Olympics, the opening ceremony, if you want to watch that on tape delay, that's 7 p.m. on there. Oh, no, that's already over. It was 7 a.m. But the Olympics will be going on all weekend. You got Apple TV. Ted Lasso is back. So get pumped up. Get biscuits for your boss. And then Sunday, you can end the weekend watching a little Seattle Sounders soccer at 6 p.m.
Cool. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A couple who are hammered on the beach enjoy sex for all to see before the man takes a flip-flop to his ass. Meanwhile, a Florida woman skinny dipping in a person's pool got her drugs from crackhead Chris, the king of class. Inmates hold security guard hostage until demands are met from Pizza the Hut. What troopers found in a box of cereal would not be a bowl of goodness in your guts. And a Texas man hijacks an ambulance with a patient still inside. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Top story, we go to Sweden where two prison guards were held hostage. Two inmates managed to work their way into an area reserved only for guards and took the two guards present as hostages. When they were asked what they wanted for the guards' safety, they asked for was 20 pizzas.
20 pizzas.
The food was ordered and delivered. The guards were released unharmed, and the inmates will face punishment.
Okay.
But again, you're already in jail, so you know.
Right. What are you going to do? Now they got delicious pizza.
It's the have-nots in here.
Yeah, you think you'd be specific on where they get it, or just like, look, 20 pizzas?
If we're holding them hostage, we're getting real specific.
I'm about to say, you know exactly where you want your pizza from if you're holding people hostage for it.
You would hope.
They're not just getting Domino's, man.
Must be good pizza.
Yeah. Not cheap either. 20 pizzas, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. In other news, strange story out of Texas. An ambulance transporting a patient to the hospital when they were stopped by an unknown car. The driver got out of the car after blocking off the ambulance and pointed a gun at the driver, demanding that she get out. He then hijacked the ambulance with the patient and an EMT in the back. The driver was eventually recovered, and the hijacker was arrested without incident.
Yeah, they're going to find you.
I was going to say,
they're in the ambulance.
It's an ambulance.
I feel like this is the second ambulance or emergency vehicle. I think the last one was like a ladder truck that got stolen earlier this week.
It turned into a camper van, man, so you get a bit in there.
I mean, we've all wanted to drive one of those doggone things, but really, hijacking is probably like the worst idea ever. It's got sorts of tracking devices on it, not to mention it's a road flare that you're driving down the road.
His fine will be less, though, than the patient that was in the back's bill.
I was about to say, if I'm the patient in the back of that ambulance, I'm saying, man, he picks up my tab, because now I'm late to the hospital.
They make more money off the patient.
Give him that charge.
The bail could be like $1,000. That patient's ride's going to be like $5.
I'd sue him for it, man. I want you to pay for this ambulance ride. We go to the UK where a couple at a local beach is letting the good times roll. Footage of the pair was put up online as they decided to engage in a drunken tumble there on the beach, right in front of anyone that wanted to have a look. They persevered in their efforts despite the repeated ridicule and objection from onlookers and didn't stop until two men actually got physical and pulled the two apart, one of them hitting the man on the bare buttocks with a flip-flop. Then wandered about the beach, Pooh Bear style, until he was arrested and cited.
Well, it's better than going up there and just slapping that ass, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. More
it's like when dogs get stuck together.
Although that was just that was a mom move.
I like that they pulled them apart.
Oh, the flip-flop on the ass?
Yeah. On the head.
You gonna touch a bare ass, though, man? I like the move. Pull off your flip-flop and whip the guy.
Grab a handful.
Excuse me, sir. Can I borrow your flip-flop? Thank you.
Grab a handful. Goodness gracious. You know what? With that is it for headlines. Mike Hawkins out.
Oh, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Up next, the Men's Room Happy Hour. More Men's Room exclusively on Odyssey. If you don't have that app, just download it now for free in the App Store and Google Play and favorite it. The Men's Room Happy Hour is up next.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So for the next 90 seconds, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.